I wanted a dog. I got a guinea pig instead. At first, I was devastated. How could my mom think a guinea pig could replace a dog? I knew she was just trying to be nice, but still. Mom knew I was crushed that my dad wouldn't let me have a dog. The guy doesn't like dogs. Is that nuts or what? He has a long list of reasons why he'll never let me have one. I have a long list of reasons why I want one. But his reasons always win. Why? Because he's the dad. He works at home. He gets to make the call. He's the umpire, and the dog is always out. So Mom brought home a guinea pig, and guess what? Dad didn't like it either. What does the guy like? Quiet, order, perfect grammar. The guy's as much fun as a standardized test. He insisted we bring the infernal creature back to the pet shop, but when we did, Petopia wasn't there anymore. In one day, it had closed up and disappeared for good. So instead of a dog, I got stuck with a guinea pig. I named her Fido, the name I'd been saving for the dog I'd been wanting all my life and, tragically, would never get. But as it turned out, Fido is no ordinary guinea pig. She does a lot of strange things. She growls. She howls. She whines. She pants. She barks. She yaps when someone is at the door. She snarls at the mail carrier. She bites the mail carrier. She obeys commands. She sits, heels, speaks, and rolls over when I tell her to. She licks herself. She licks my face. She licks my face after she licks herself. She eats dog food. She begs for table food. She eats meat. She eats cheese. She eats pie. She eats poop. She eats dead things. Her breath smells like meat, cheese, pie, dead things, and poop. She runs up to me when I come home from school. She chews up my homework. She chews up Dad's shoes. She chews bones. She buries bones. She buries Dad's shoes. She sleeps at the foot of my bed. She dreams she's running. Her little paws wave in the air. She snores. She walks on a leash. She wears a collar with tags, a cat collar, actually, but she doesn't know that. She marks her territory. She runs alongside my bike. She chases cats and squirrels. She plays with dogs. She sniffs them. She gets in fights. She gets fleas. She plays fetch. She plays tug of war. She catches frisbees. She sleeps inside a little doghouse with her name painted on it. She runs for help when I fall in a river and break my foot. She takes care of me when I'm laid up with a broken foot. She defends me from evil. She's loyal, steadfast, and true. She needs me. In other words, she acts like a dog. She isn't a dog, though. She's a fat orange guinea pig with a white mohawk. My best friend Murphy calls her a guinea dog. After Fido rescued me from the river and took care of me and kept me company while I got better, I stopped minding that she wasn't an actual dog. I didn't care that she was a guinea dog. She was my guinea dog, and I wouldn't trade her for anything. Then my foot got better, and I was forced to go back to school.